This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With the NFL red zone having commercials now, the NFL has done such a good job of delaying all these little revenue streams that, like, they've got like these little dams up for all these places that they can get more money from in the future when they need to that they haven't explored yet, and that's just one of them. Like, it's also perfect timing to do it with. Because people just blame ESPN.
Am I the only one that doesn't really find this as a big deal?
You're not the only one.
Okay, I'm like, who cares?
And the other thing is, and maybe we'll see how it plays out, but like, when are the commercials? Like, that late set of games, the 4 or 4:25s, like this week there's four of them. Some weeks there's three.
Yeah,
and you're forcing content that doesn't even need to be there. Like, it's okay to take a commercial once the one, but trying to go to commercial when the 1 o'clock games are in full swing.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to cut to commercial during the fourth quarter window
right.
of the 1 o'clock games. Right. You know what I mean? But also,
half these games are in halftime.
If
and
they
you're like,
there's
times to do it.
It's just like any of these things that these teams and leagues and stuff do to generate more revenue. It's like everyone freaked out because it was going to be patches on jerseys.
Oh, God.
Now no one gives a fuck.
Right.
Everyone freaked out because there was going to be advertisements on the pitcher's mound. Okay. Now no one gives a fuck. You know, all that stuff is so, it's so easy to get over once the product is still just as good.
I'm fascinated by the role the producer now has to make a determinant
of time to go to commercial,
and what or when they miss something.
I also wonder if it's really going to be a commercial break, or if it's going to be like when you're watching golf and you keep the action up,
yeah.
or like the Hawks do during free throws. You know,
window and window.
All right, while he's shooting free throws, we're going to hear this message from Zaxby's,
right.
and you see him shooting free throws, but they play the Zaxby's commercial behind it. Like, I don't know. I mean, my thought process and all this stuff is just get used to it. Like, anywhere they can put a commercial, they're going to put one.
And like a regular TV commercial break, I don't know if it still is. I think it used to be 4.5 minutes or 2.5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't think it's going to be 4 minutes of commercials.
Probably not.
It's going to be quick hitters, maybe a minute 15.
Yeah.
And then back in the action.
But it's, you know, it's a little extra money that the NFL can get from putting some commercials on Red Zone.
Here's the thing.
They're going to do that.
Is Red Zone going to cancel?
No. I don't think so.
So, because that's the real argument.
I saw a lot of that. Oh, I'm like, dude.
No, you're not.
It's not.
It's the same group of people said they're going to not watch football.
You just want to be mad about something.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's right.
I just want to be mad about something.
But the NFL and college football just continue to be like, I bet they won't. And then they don't.
No.
And they'll continue to do it and forever, probably.
Because everyone wants to talk tough, and then when the time comes to make a decision.
I really don't know what the thing would be. And, you know, there's been people that have been lost along the way, but you've gotten more people on board along the way. So you know, the viewership is higher than it's ever been. I don't know what it would be, because I think at some point the NFL is going to start going to pay-per-view on certain events. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if we're a decade away from the Super Bowl being pay-per-view, because what are you going to do, not watch it? If the Super Bowl costs $5 to watch, you'll pay $5. Wouldn't you?
I don't know.
Yeah, you would.
Nah, that's a more principal thing right there.
Do you think? Because that's what everybody's saying.
Don't take free from me when something's always been
free. I think the problem.
But everything's always been free.
I know, but still.
But I think.
You'll do it. And I'll do it too. $4.99 for the Super Bowl? I'll pay it.
I would pay it. I don't know if the TV networks would allow it.
Yeah.
I don't know how the revenue would work.
Well, but that's where you sell it to, that comes along with a broadcast rights package with Amazon or something like that.
I think they're priced out. I think they're priced out of that NFL package.
Who?
Them and Netflix.
You think who's priced out?
No, it's any streamer.
I don't think so.
I do.
I think that Amazon could buy whatever they want. They've bought cities.
I think cities are cheaper than the Super Bowl rights. All right? Like, all right.
They've
so
bought state governments.
No one won the lotto yesterday, so now it's $1.7 billion.
Yeah.
And I was like,
Amazon wipes their ass with $1.7 billion.
Well, and I was listening to some radio interview with some idiot who said if he won the lottery, he'd buy an island in the Caribbean. And not a small one. And I'm like, you can spend $400 million on a fucking island?
I would.
A small one or a big one?
Don't fucking matter. Just, as long as I can put an airstrip.
So,
and I have a house like the Swiss Family Robinson.
So you guys know,
I don't think you need a billion for that.
I
go into analytical mode, and I'm like, God. Is there a way that you can buy this island and then get return from it? Are you charging rent on the island? Oh. Is there revenue coming in from resorts on the island?
I don't know. Like, my thing is, you know, I kind of like being a part of a civilization, you know? Like, it's nice to have roads.
No one said you had to live on the island.
And, like, you know, schools, hospitals, you know what I mean?
That's what the mainland is for.
What if you're living on your island and somebody gets sick? You don't have any doctors out there.
You take your private chopper to the mainland.
Okay. I don't know. I don't think. I mean, to each their own. If you have $1 billion, you do what you want with it. But I don't know what I would do. Luckily, I'll never have to cross that bridge.
Not a concern.
Not going to have to worry about that one.
I would be the worst billionaire in the world, because I just generally, I spend a little money on things I want, but not overly like lavish. Like, I wouldn't buy a nice car. I'd buy like a nice car.
You're full of fucking shit, dude.
I
hate when people do dumb shit and say stupid shit. If I had it, I wouldn't do it. Yeah, you would. Yes, you would. You would indulge yourself. Anybody who's ever had money has always indulged themselves in something nice, a nice car, watch, everything. Now, again, it goes back to I got that out of my system and I ain't spent all of the fucking money. So now I can, I will raise my hand on that.
Right? I think I would buy a golf course. I think that's
something, you would do something nice.
I think that's the thing I would do.
Yes. Yeah. I would buy a nicer house. I don't know if I'd buy an $18 million mansion.
You don't need $18 million.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. I buy like a four bedroom.
I just personally,
house
for
yard.
Me, I like living around people. So like,
I wouldn't
want to go live in a secluded environment. Because
how do you know?
Well, I don't know. I guess I only know living around people.
Test it out.
I think you would, dude.
Well, I live around people and I like it.
I know, but just imagine being somewhere where you might see a person every other day or so.
I don't think I would like that.
Really?
No. I was talking to my mom. My mom, so she's been, you know, traveling for the last couple of weeks, and my family, cousins that were with her, have gone back.
Okay.
And so the last couple of days, she's kind of been doing her own thing, and she's like, I don't know. I thought it would be way more fun than it is.
Right.
It's like, yeah, you're by yourself.
Yeah, no,
you're
no.
You're by
I'm
yourself
saying,
and you're surrounded
you,
by people
your,
that don't
your
speak
woman
English.
And stuff.
You come out like ranch with animals and like
yeah, like
family.
Me, like yeah. I don't like unless I like being myself. Since I've been married, like I would go. Most of the trips I took when I was single was by myself.
Yeah,
yeah, and I'm not because I'm out there, you know,
You're after meeting people.
Yeah, I'm out there hunting.
Exactly. You're not out there by yourself. Yeah, you went by yourself. But I went by myself with the majority of others.
But it was stupid by myself. Now, I probably couldn't do that. But I could stay home by my fucking self for a week. But like me going on vacation or a trip for a week, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I just, even like, I wouldn't, especially right now with a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, I don't want it just to be us. Like, that's what it is almost. Yeah. I love the days that we get. I love dropping them off at school.
Yeah,
because then I get to have like an hour. You know,
dude, tell me about it. Why do you think I wake up?
But then I love. Yeah. But I love coming here though, because then I get to hang out with you guys.
Enjoy being around people. Let me take that back.
Sometimes,
but also you know.
Yeah, sometimes. But
here's the thing.
Sometimes.
Here's the bottom line though.
Sometimes
it's okay for different people to have different thoughts.
I just want
if you wanted to go live in the mountains or on an island by yourself.
No mountains.
Great. Go do that. I just don't think that's what I would want to do.
Really?
I don't. No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't like I've always wanted to live in cities because cities are more fun. Right. There's more shit going on.
Like I could not live where my mother lives at.
Well, think about that times 10. That'd be an island.
But it's real. It's country though.
Yeah.
Like islands different. I got oceans and beaches and shit.
Yeah.
But like where my mom stay at? Oh, hell no.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.